What is up, Daddy Gang? It is your founding father, Alex Cooper, with Call Her Daddy.
I haven't smoked in so long. I always just take edibles.
God. You better not then.
No, I'm going to.
You better keep your shit together.
I'm not going to be able to ask you a question.
I don't have time to fucking carry this interview for you.
I'm going to be fine. Okay, but we only have one later, so don't hog it. I guess we'll just start. Fuck it.
My name is Chelsea Handler, Chelsea Joy Handler, and I'm at Alexandra Joy Cooper's house, and we're recording her Who's Your Daddy?
Fuck
Call
you.
Her Daddy. Call Her Daddy's podcast. And we're smoking because the last time I saw you, you were bitching at me about hating you the first time I met you.
That is not true.
Yeah, you were.
This is what happened.
No.
Let's tell the story.
Why don't I tell my version and then you can
okay,
tell
go
your
ahead.
Version.
Yeah, you go first.
This episode is presented by Sparkling Ice. Turn up summer with Sparkling Ice. They have over 17 anything but subtle flavors, all made with zero sugar and packed with vitamins and antioxidants. Iced tea and lemonade, strawberry watermelon, tropical punch, peach nectarine. Yum. Crank up the flavor. Sparkling Ice, anything but subtle. This episode is brought to you by UGG. Who's ready to create some core memories this spring, Daddy Gang? Rally the squad. We're packing up and heading out on a road trip in UGG. Y'all know I live in my UGG classic boots. Well, now it's time to swap out the boots for the sandal of the season, the Golden Glow, because you already know UGG season is year-round, baby. Shop the Golden Collection at UGG.com. This episode is brought to you by new Garnier Fructis hair filler with vitamin C, G. Many things can damage your hair, like heat styling and bleaching, but the all new Garnier Fructis hair filler systems can reverse up to 1 year of damage to your hair smoothness in just one use, giving you up to 79% stronger hair and up to 4 times less breakage. And all Garnier products are approved by Cruelty Free International under the Leaping Bunny program. New Garnier Fructis hair filler, pre-shampoo, shampoo, conditioner, and serum are available now on Amazon and at Walmart, Target, Ulta, Drug, and select grocery stores. Learn more at GarnierUSA.com.
So I came over to your ridiculous house that had no parking. And that was so, and again, today, no parking. So I went over to this house that you said, don't worry, this isn't my house, like I care. And then you told me to lie down on a couch like I was about to get examined by a gynecologist. And so I had to put my feet up like a little girl in nursery school and sit there and be interviewed. And I was like, who is this person? Because my PR team was like, you have to go do Alexandra Cooper's podcast. She's the it thing. She got some ridiculous deal and you have to go do an interview with her. I go, sure, no problem. And then the whole time you're like, do you hate me?
Oh, okay, first
Which
of all.
Which is so annoying when people say
yeah,
that.
Yeah, like, do you hate me?
Oh, that's all people say to me is, do you
well,
hate
because
me?
Because just to be fair, I'm a big fan. And I was so nervous. I was shitting my pants.
Well, now I'm a big fan of yours.
Oh, thanks. Now the roles have switched. Okay, question. Where did you park today?
Funny you say that because I was driving myself today because it's raining and I don't trust anyone to drive in the rain, even my driver. I'm like, listen, buddy, I actually think it's fun to drive in the rain in LA because everybody's such an idiot.
Pussies.
And I like the rain. So I tried to park on the street and then there were about 40,000 signs that were deterring me from doing that. And then I saw Alec, my publicist, and I said, can she please open the fucking gate to her garage or driveway so I can park in the driveway? And then he's like, oh, it's not open? And I go, no, it's not.
So did you park in the fucking driveway?
Yeah.
So you have a fucking parking spot.
Yeah. Well, that's typical for a guest when you invite them over.
You want to know.
Is to provide parking, asshole.
I'm going to tell you the truth of what happened.
Why am I going like this? I'm already stoned.
Yeah, bring your.
I'm
bring
not
your
gonna shit. Like. I sit like a hobbit.
I've been sitting like this the whole time. We're like, hey, okay, listen to this. Last time we recorded, which is almost a year and a half
Excuse
ago.
Excuse me.
It's okay. Hawk, you're long. You did that to me on your podcast. You were just coughing my face, and then I got COVID after it.
Oh, I just got COVID, too.
You gave it to me.
No, I got it on Christmas.
Oh.
I had the flu. I was getting over the
flu. You had monkeypox.
I had monkeypox and, well, yeah, a couple of other things.
Okay, listen to my side of the story. I'm sitting waiting for you, shitting my pants.
I hate this. I hate that you would feel that way.
I was just
me.
Nervous.
I know.
You're Chelsea fucking Handler. So It's like one of my first big interviews. And so I'm sitting there and all of a sudden my assistant at the time is like, Chelsea Handler's there. And I'm waiting for you to pull into the fucking driveway because I had a driveway and I moved my fucking car for you.
By the way, don't add like I had a driveway. Like
I have a driveway.
Like, that's so cool.
I'm so privileged. I have a driveway. Okay, fuck you. So then I walk out, and at the time none of my team could be there, so it was all virtual. I walk out and I'm looking for Chelsea, and Chelsea's nowhere to be fucking found. And I'm like, can you call Chelsea? Like, have her team call her. Like, she's not in front of my house. Your high ass was three houses down, parked in front of another fucking house. I walk up to Chelsea's car. Also, everyone.
Oh yeah, I remember that. That's everyone funny. Just I was high that and day. Just,
fuck you. Everyone picture this. You're about to meet Chelsea Handler for the first time and have her on your show. Like, I'm all of you watching, shitting my pants. And I find this woman in a car. And I'm like, is that her car? I go to the window and I knock on her window.
Was it a Subaru Outback?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And you open the door. And I just get hit with a bunch of just, like, absolute paraphernalia. And I'm like, and you're like, hey, where am I? I'm like, hi, I'm Alex. So nice to meet you. I think you thought I was the assistant. You're like, I'm going to a show. My show, bitch. And then we went in. And then I wanted to make you cozy, but you were a fucking dress and you were a slut and you were like sitting like this. And I was like, yeah. We need to. So it all went well. And it went well.
Yeah.
But I did ask you if you knew who I was. You didn't even know where you were.
I didn't know where I was. You think I knew who you were? But I know who you are now, and it makes me very uncomfortable when you talk about me in that way, in that regard, because I'm just, I don't know, I become shy. But I'm glad that we're friends now.
Me too.
And I respect you. I want you to know that. And I'm really, like, impressed with everything that you've done.
Thank you.
So now that you have my attention, we can have a more prosperous interview. Total wrong use of prosperous. Like, honestly, what am I, like, I work in a, like, we've had a we've yielded prosperous grains this harvesting. No, that's what I almost sounded like.
I really appreciate your attempt to integrate the word.
Prosperous?
Yeah.
Yeah, I know. That was
You
sad.
Sound smarter than me. So.
Well, what does that mean, though? You know?
You're like, watch yourself. Okay, we did your podcast the other week. That was
fun. Oh, yeah, that was fun.
That was really fun. And now we're here. Congrats on your new Netflix doc. Not doc. Special.
It's a stand-up special.
I know it's a special. I said doc. Sorry, yeah, now I'm already high.
I'm a doctor, first of all, and you should know that. And all your viewers and listeners should also know that I am a doctor. I'm a farm-to-table gynecologist. And I perform all sorts of... I can do so many things medically. I prescribe medication, drugs. I've injected about four or five of my friends with Ozempic. Because I realized I didn't want to use it because it's silly. Like, it's, you know, for heavy people. I had people coming over to my house, and I was like, okay, I can see you at one. I can see you at two.
Can you believe the amount of people in L.A. that are using
Everyone
that
Everyone is on Ozempic.
I have someone
It's going to backfire. Something bad is going to happen.
It's going to be
a miracle. It's too good to be true.
Yeah.
You can just make people who've struggled with their weight their entire lives thin. It's a miracle.
You know what's fucked up, though, is I have someone in my life that needs it medically, and it's completely sold out.
Tell her to come over to my house. I'll inject her tomorrow. What time is she free? I will inject her.
Do you have it at your house?
I have a semaglutide. Well, so my doctor, my anti-aging doctor, just hands it out to anybody, right?
Oh.
And obviously now I can't say her name, but she, I didn't even know I was on it. I went to dinner she said, oh, if you ever want to drop, because I said, she goes, if you ever want to drop 5 pounds, this is good. And I came back from a vacation and I injected myself with it. And I went to lunch with, like, a girlfriend a few days later. And she's like, I'm not really eating anything. I'm so nauseous. I'm on Ozempic. And I was like, I'm kind of nauseous, too. But I had come back from Spain. I thought I was jet lagged. I had been gone for, like, a month. And white privilege. And I was... And I was like, oh, I'm nauseous too. And then I'm like, but I'm not on Ozempic. And she's like, are you sure? And I'm like, well, what is it? I go, I'm on semaglutide. And she goes, that's what it is.
You look fucking great.
No, I'm not on it anymore. I stopped taking. That's too irresponsible. Okay. I'm an irresponsible drug user, but I'm not going to take a diabetic drug for, like, I tried it.
Yeah.
And I'm not going to do that.
You're not going to do it anymore.
No, I don't. That's not for me. That's not right.
This is just, we're starting essentially the episode with just like disclaimers.
I'm on it right now.
You're not a fucking doctor.
No, I'm not a doctor.
But go to Chelsea's house if you want to get on Ozempic.
Yeah, make an appointment with with Alexandra.
Okay, so your Netflix special.
Revolution.
Sorry, Revolution. What is the joke that people are loving the most?
I think my brother telling me that he had to have children. I said to my brother, like, why are you even a father? You know, you're not very good at it. And my brother's turned into quite an asshole as he's gotten older. And he was like, Chelsea, I had to think about my legacy. It's like, who's behind you? Abraham Lincoln? What are you talking about? Your legacy? You think people are thinking about what's going on with you after you're dead? I'm like, no fucking way, buddy. No one's thinking about what you're going to leave behind except for you. You know, I'm like, your legacy is that you're my fucking brother.
When I saw that clip, let me be so clear, I clipped it and sent it to my fucking brother. I'm like, don't you fucking forget it. I sent it to my whole family.
Yeah.
Like, it's a good one. The whole thing is amazing.
Well, thank you so much. Okay. It was a really fun special to shoot. Like, I love it. It's very hard for me to watch myself in anything. And when I saw it, I was like, oh, this is great. Like, I was like, yeah, it worked out, you know. Even when you're confident, you're insecure, you know, it's all one big hot mess all the time.
I get it.
I was confident yesterday. What happened? But yeah, it was fun to do that because my brother had seen my set. I was running it for like 100 shows. And so my family had seen me at various times. And my brother's like, oh, you sure do a lot of material about Simone with the sun and the moon. And I looked at him and I go, would you like me to do some material about you? No problem. So then I incorporated that joke.
That must be so terrifying to be related to someone that does stand-up comedy, because it's like you're at the crossfire and you're just like, just wait for your turn. Like, I would be terrified. I'm sure my siblings are terrified that I talk about them on the show, but I don't really.
Yeah.
But like, if you want me to, I will. And then I can't promise, obviously, what's going to happen.
I've made a lot of mistakes doing that, like talking about people without their permission. Asking. Yeah, and I think that would be a good piece of advice, actually, for you to rethink about that, because I definitely, like, you know, if I didn't think it was a big deal for somebody, I just assumed it wasn't a big deal. And, like, some people are really sensitive.
Can you give us an example?
Oh, God, there are so many. I mean, where I've just kind of told someone the truth that couldn't handle the truth, and not in a mean-spirited way. Like, I want to be honest with you because you're a woman, and I want to be honest and loyal to women, and I'll always tell you the truth. I'm never going to lie to you, and people don't like that.
And then they found out.
It's abrasive, and I know. I own it. It is abrasive. It's, like, not welcoming, you know?
So you have to watch yourself a little bit more.
Yeah, I mean, just be a little bit more mindful, just in a nice way, like not to be a cunt, you know what I mean? Mm-hmm. Like, I'm a cunt, and I have to sometimes remember that other people are not like me. They are very sensitive to criticism or even, like, you know, it's an invasion of their privacy. My family has no choice. I mean, they just don't have a choice. Like, they understand I'm not going to abuse you, but I'm going to call you out. I'm never going to lie. I mean, they say I lie about everything, but they're wrong. But I've crossed that line before.
Of course.
With my family members. And I don't cross that line where it's, you know, mean-spirited.
I get that. Okay, fair. Your ex directed the special, and he did it while you guys were dating. Then you guys broke up and the special came out. How has the breakup affected the way that you feel about your special?
Oh, like, sweet. You know, it's sweet. It's like one of my favorite moments of my career. And I got to share it with somebody that I was, like, you know, madly in love with. It's super sweet.
Yeah.
It's probably the sweetest thing that I've ever done. Like, I'm not a very sweet, like, you know, romantic person. I mean, I'm, you know, sweet, but.
Why did you guys break up?
Well, I just don't want to really comment on it any further because it turns into a headline.
Get it.
And I'm not promoting a breakup from 6 months ago. Like, you know what I mean? I'm here to talk about all the other things I'm doing. And I understand people are interested, but it's just like it's run out of gas.
I get it. I respect that answer. So you're single now.
I am.
How is it going?
That's funny.
Why?
I have a really enjoyable relationship with myself for the last few years, when I've realized like the importance of actually spending time alone without tons of people around. I've actually meaningfully spent time by myself to see what was up with myself, right? And I've really genuinely enjoyed getting to know me. And I have a lot of respect for that time where you are out of a relationship or right before you're going into a relationship, to really be mindful of that time and the space that you have so that you can show up in like a really good way for any relationship you're in, and to know when to take a time out. A lot of people don't seem to know that it's time to take a break.
Isn't that so, that I feel like that period, everyone has that moment of like, oh my God, I hung out with myself for so long and I actually, for the first time, fucking enjoyed it. And I got to know myself and I was like, oh, this isn't bad. Like, maybe I don't need to be in a relationship to feel fulfilled. I feel like everyone goes through a period of their time where they're like, I'm so comfortable with myself, I don't even want anyone, unless they're like great to add on to my life.
Yeah, well, I think you have to always set your standards where you want people to meet them. Like, if you don't have any self-respect, which so many people seem to suffer from, like, you know, what do you think you're attracting? Other people who are going to disrespect you. Like, when you think highly of yourself, you attract a higher vibe. That's just the way it is. And like, it's better to have a high vibe. Like, I've been low vibe, I know what that's like. And it's infective, or like infectious. No, it's infecting.
One of them.
Today.
We're infected. We have STDs. We're at the doctor.
Oh my
doctors.
God! But my vocabulary is everything, and it's just fuck. Boo, boo, boo.
It's okay.
Invective is what I meant to say. And I, yeah, so it's like, it's good to just like get to know yourself. Like, I remember going to Whistler. I bought this ski chalet on FaceTime because I was so scared Donald Trump was going to get reelected. And I went to Whistler. I got into Canada. They were so strict with the quarantine because they think Americans are disgusting and they don't want us there. So I got a work visa. I got everything so that I could go to Canada and ski. Like, all I cared about, I flew my dogs and I there. We get there. We get down, we land in Canada, and we land. I had chartered a private plane. I can't tell this story.
Why?
Actually, because it's illegal. It's illegal. You can air all of this, but I'm not going to continue the story. What happened was illegal, okay? And it wasn't because of me.
This is the best. Fuck, this is so classic, Chelsea.
Oh, this is
ever.
So classic. You have no idea. You know what happened? So I get to the airport, and this guy is like, they're turning planes around at Canada. I mean, in Vancouver, you know, we could get turned around. I go, well, who are you? And he was like, I thought he was a customs agent. And he had me on the phone with customs. I was talking to them about my work permit. I'm like, I did everything by the book. I hired like an immigration person. Like, this is going to get me in. What's your problem? And the guy was like, I don't think we're going to get in. I don't think we're going to get in. And then finally, I realized he was the pilot. So I had been listening to this fucking pilot tell me that I had to call this person and show my paperwork. And I go, wait, what are you? You're the pilot. Why do you have no jurisdiction over what's about to happen right now.
Right. Just
like, you're flying the plane. Let's go. And he was like, I can't. We can't go up there. And I go, look at me. I need to get to Vancouver. You're going to fly this plane to Vancouver. And if we get turned around at the border, then that's on me. And then, unfortunately, I have to fly all the way back with you. So I promise you, I am going to get into fucking Vancouver. And then we got there, and the customs guys came on the plane, and they were like, welcome, Chelsea. We missed you.
Yeah. And you got in easy.
Oh, my God. Yeah, because Canada's awesome.
Canada's
and they
awesome.
Know that I support them. They just want to get along with everyone.
So you left out the illegal part.
Yeah.
Okay, good. You know what's really interesting is when you said, I can't
but
tell
But I really want to tell the story.
I want to hear
so
it.
So it's very, I'm having a difficult moment right now because it's such a good story, but I can't.
But we want you
this
to
This is
like,
what I mean about getting people in trouble. You know what I mean?
Absolutely.
I can't do it.
We're
again.
Not going to do it. When you were about to say, but like, if you want to do it. No, we don't want to do it. You can tell me after.
I need something to, is this my drink?
Yeah, pour your water. Mm-hmm. You know what's interesting?
Pour
your water in your glass. I should have done that.
I felt like I was in nursery school for a second. Pour your water.
It's interesting when you just said that about like, oh, I can't tell this story. You were saying like, I chartered a private jet and you said, oh, I can't tell this story. Mm-hmm. I thought, because you're like a successful woman and I guess we just always get shit on, you were going to say, I can't tell it because it's coming off as too like privileged rich dick.
Well, I'm not going to lie. I did fly. I mean, yeah, I do charter private planes. Not all the time, but yeah, I'd love to fly privately all the time.
No, I like the honesty.
I mean.
I know. Now we're a little. Are you high?
Yes, me very too. High. I'm me very too. Stoned.
Me too. I'm trying to focus.
And especially with you, it's very dangerous territory because you're like, you
I
think
saw
you
your
can
face.
Keep, you think you can get in there. Like, I can no, see what you're doing. And I'm like, no, bitch.
I saw your face when I asked you about the relationship. And immediately your demeanor went from like, I'm just at Alex's house to, well, and then you were like, fuck, I don't want to talk about this. I had to ask. I wouldn't be doing my
but
job.
But we're right having now. Such a good time. Why bring something like that up? You know what I mean? It's like, wait, why?
Because the people want to know.
I know.
I have to be half friends, half
okay,
journalist.
Well, obviously,
here.
I'm going to have to fuck somebody else publicly pretty quickly to get everybody to move on to the next conversation.
You do. Do you have a pattern with a specific field that they're usually in?
Oh, everything. I mean, I have dated the most random people. There is no type. I've dated. Look at the people that I've dated. There's none of them have anything in common. And I look at them all and I'm just like, you know, what's the connection?
And you haven't found it.
No, I haven't. I don't know. What do you think it is?
I feel like you're very like at the moment you're looking for something and you need it and you go into it with that person. And then you leave and you're like, I didn't fucking need that. And then you meet someone very different. You're like, maybe this is what I need. But you're all you need, sweetie.
Yeah. Thank you.
Let me, okay,
can you write that down in my notes section? Do you have my notes section?
Alex,
what
says,
was that? You're all you need. And then put it in quotes. And then write caller daddy.
I think that's the worst advice I ever gave.
Yeah, that was stupid.
That was fucking stupid.
Ooh, yeah.
Okay, let's talk about settling, okay?
Because yeah.
You're single. We all have a friend who is either settled. And we're like, oh, well, fuck them, that sucks, or they're on the path to settling because they'd rather be in a shitty relationship than no relationship. What advice do you give to women who feel like being in a bad relationship is better than being alone?
Oh, I don't know. That's really hard for me to even understand. I think that's, how could you be doing that? That's like, you don't have any self-respect and you could be so much happier. Like, that's so desperate.
Yeah. It's like they need to get on the path to being comfortable being alone, because then you'll see, like,
well, just don't settle for anything. Like, why? You don't have to settle for anything. You have to raise your game and then everything meets you where you are.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, people think about things ending or like, I don't know, like breakups and stuff. Like, it's always a good opportunity. Everything is a good opportunity. The good experiences and the painful ones. And if you didn't have painful experiences, you'd be really fucking boring. The only difference is now everyone shares every experience, you know?
Right.
So that used to be different. Like, most people wouldn't be like talking like I talk and be open. Mm-hmm. But I've always been open because I'm not trying to hide anything. You know, if I'm doing, like, I talk about whatever what's going on with me. If I'm into therapy, I talk about that. If I'm into drugs, I talk about that. If I'm into rappers, I talk about that, you know? Like, there's no mystique. Like, I'm not trying to like keep anything away.
You should go back to some rappers.
I know, I should.
Like,
I'm
content.
In the mood for a good rapper. That would be fun. Who though?
Oh.
Let's line it up.
You are due for a good rapper. I mean, 50 is like iconic. So I feel like the only person that could top him is like Lil Wayne.
You see that happening? Me and Lil Wayne? That's funny.
Or what about like...
I don't know. Yeah. What am I in the... I think I need to go somewhere I haven't been before.
Where haven't you been?
Like an adventure. You know?
Have you ever dated a doctor?
No, but I would love that.
Yeah. I would love that for you.
Thank you.
What about the pilot? Was he single?
You think I was interested in him? After the way like he behaved at the airport?
But you know when sometimes you fight and then you realize...
No. I'm not like that. I'm not trying to fight.
You weren't the girl picking on the kids in like class, the cute guy.
I want to know about your relationship with your boyfriend.
No.
Yeah,
no,
I do. No. Who's interviewing you?
I'm interviewing you.
What's the dynamic there? Because I have to tell you something. When I saw you at the Amfar event,
yeah,
I was surprised to see that you had a long-term boyfriend. Like, I kind of judged you in a way, not in a bad way. I just judged you as the type of person that wouldn't be in a long-term relationship.
Why?
I don't know.
Explain. Get to the deep.
I'm just now asking myself that very question. Because
yeah.
I was like, oh, yeah. I mean, what does he do?
He produces movies.
Okay.
And he knew your friend.
Esty.
Who gave us the mushrooms. We were really nice gala, and Chelsea and her friend were indulging and offered my boyfriend and I some chocolate mushrooms.
Which I highly recommend for any gala.
I really love that for you, because I was like, oh, like, I've never done mushrooms.
Oh, really?
So I was like, I don't feel like at Amphar it's the first place. And Chelsea's like, oh, I'm going. And I didn't even know you were fucking hosting. She was going up and she was like giving a full speech. 2 seconds later, after I see she's on fucking mushrooms, Chelsea's on stage at Amphar being like, hello, everyone. I'm like, what the fuck? I would be in a fucking hole cradling myself.
Well,
I gotta try mushroom.
Yeah, I know. Well, you're pretty amped up to begin with. Yeah. So I don't know.
Maybe I should chill it down.
Yeah, maybe. Because you would be like, you wouldn't be able to shut the fuck up on mushrooms.
Oh, yeah, I would hate myself. Well, also, I'm having to interview you. When I'm high, I'm usually silent. But I'm having to, like,
really?
I'm forcing myself to speak.
Don't you think it's more fun to be high and social? I mean, I love to be high alone too, but I like being high and social.
I don't know. I think I'm really more of a high alone.
Oh.
I'm more.
And what do you do? Like, do you play games or something? Or, like, are you playing Fortnite?
I'm playing my Xbox and jerking my boyfriend off. No.
Are you on Atari? Or do you play Atari?
What the fuck is that? No, I'm by myself watching like a movie. Like
that's
a normal.
Yeah, yeah. That's me every night.
Maybe
I totally
if I ever
that.
Do mushrooms, I'd do it with you. No, then you'd probably never be my friend.
Oh,
again.
No. Let's not do that.
Okay. No. Okay, moving on. Why do you think you're so normal?
Because I like normal. It's more interesting. I think normal is very interesting. Because nobody's really normal. I mean, right. Nobody's really boring. Everybody has something going on.
Mm-hmm. Fair.
You know? I mean, some people are really annoying. And so it's hard to figure out what that something is. Mm-hmm. Or, you know, you don't have the patience to even deal with finding out. But everybody has something to say. And, like, people's past and their childhoods, like, I find everybody to be pretty interesting.
I agree.
Like, I could talk to anyone and just interview them all day long.
I'm just saying I do like that about you, that I feel like you're, like, somehow living a seemingly normal life and, like, you're pretty fucking famous.
Well, I mean, I'm flying privately with my dogs to Canada to a house I bought on FaceTime.
What?
And so, like, obviously it's not that normal. I like to have things outside of just my professional career. Mm-hmm. It's taken over a lot of my life for many years, and I really needed a time out also to be like by myself. And now I'm ready to rumble again. Like, and when I'm in the mood to work, then everything works. It's easy, you know? So I had to really arrive at a moment where I got it back and I'm hungry and I have ambition. Cause for a couple of years, I really did not give a shit. I was like, I'm just going to go to Spain and hang out at my, you know, other house.
Fuck you.
That we have to edit out. That we have got to edit out.
Fuck no. Do you know how that goes back to when I was saying, like, oh, the private plane. Do you know how few people you're self-made, you've come up, you've made it on your own.
Self-made? My father was a used car dealer.
What are you talking about?
No, like, you... You're goddamn. So do you know what I mean? Like, I think you have the right to. I'm kind of sick of people being pissed when people.
I know. Just don't lie or pretend you're not. Whatever.
You're
I'm not
bragging.
Like, I mean, I'm not going to even say anybody's name that I could think of. Some wealthy millionaire. No, I just have a really nice life.
Yeah.
I'm not like a, you know.
And you're not going to hide it.
No. And I'm in love with Elon Musk. Okay. Let's talk about that.
That's
the most fun thing that's happened.
That's your next man.
I can't stand Elon Musk.
That's your next guy. Would you ever go on a date with that man?
No. When does this come out?
February 1st.
Okay, so I'm about to host The Daily Show. I'll be about to host The Daily Show. I specifically asked the EP of The Daily Show if we could roast Elon Musk physically. I'm like, he is such an asshole that we were allowed to actually, like, go after, like, looks.
Because, oh, okay.
Because he's so, like, repugnant of a person. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Ugh.
And would they say no?
No, they were like, let's go for it.
Oh, that's nice. Okay, this will be fun for you while we're high.
I think I just ashed on that chair.
It's fine.
Oh, no, I did it.
We're moving offices.
Alec, would you mind grabbing me some lip balm? I feel like I'm about to swallow my tongue.
That's why I was so... I think I've now been just talking to you like this.
I like the way that you twitch around while you're talking. You're like...
I can't.
You're like, start talking. You. I don't know if you're mimicking what I'm saying.
Are you saying that it's Tourette's?
You have a tic.
Do I? I'm trying to get. get cozy, these chairs, when I'm wearing real pants.
This is, by the way, this is a great.
You haven't moved at all.
This is a great episode.
This is great. We're flowing.
It's awesome.
We're vibing.
Yeah, we're going to have to do this once a year.
Once a year. So listen to this. On your show, we did like, let's answer some questions. I figured I could give you some topics and I want to hear your take on them.
Okay.
That's fun, right?
Yeah, yeah. Okay. I mean, we'll see.
Okay. What is your take on posting your significant other on social media? You're like, stop talking about it.
No, I like doing that. I've never done that before, so that was fun for me. It was funny. Like, I knew how annoying it was, but like, I liked it. It was,
you did.
Because I've never been public like that, and I felt that way. And, it, you know.
Yeah.
So why not?
It was kind of cute. It was like very unexpected.
Well, and it's also sincere because I'm not, yeah, you know, full of shit. I mean, if I'm doing that, I mean it.
What do you think about when people get nervous that their partner won't post them on social media? Like,
That's annoying. Mm-hmm. Anything that you're arguing about with social media is annoying.
End statement.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
I also, yeah.
Put that in my notes.
Right.
Chelsea Handler.
Exactly.
Anything right, that you argue about. Yeah.
And then what was the other quote we came up with earlier? You only know what you can do.
No. It was like, you only know what you can do. I said, you only know. No, I said, you only. What? I didn't say that. You're all. You're all you need.
You're all you need. That's the title of this episode.
You're all you need, sweetie. I didn't say sweetie. No.
Anyway. Do you get nervous when people come over to your house and you have to interview them? Aside from me, like, are you?
No. I don't know why. I don't know what's wrong with me. But nothing in me gets like nervous. I get the only nerve I get is to make sure that I like do a good job and I give my audience like an entertaining episode. Mm. Obviously, if I'm having to talk about some like serious shit, I actually like get off on that. I'm like, let's go.
Like my breakup?
Yeah. So why the fuck did you? You're like, please stop. Yeah, I was excited. But then I'm swerving, right? I'm being respectful.
Yeah. Yeah, right. Yeah. Yeah,
but, like, if you want to give undertones.
What the fuck is going on over there? Yeah, my God. I'm like, are you? What's happening?
Oh, yeah, that looks nice. That's a nice color. What is that?
I don't know.
Sounds like you just ate it.
I did. I swallowed it.
Okay, your take.
That's how you put lipstick on. You didn't know that? That you just put it in your mouth and swallow it?
This episode is brought to you by Shopify. Some things work so well. It's basically magic. Like my favorite highlighters that I'm like, wow, how did you all of a sudden make me look glowing? And you know what else really works, Daddy Gang? Shopify. It is a global commerce platform that helps you sell. I've seen a big difference in my online merch sales. They are especially good at turning browsers into buyers. I can see someone that's been on the site but didn't check out, or someone that checked out and then is revisiting the site. Like, if you want to grow your business, Daddy Gang, sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/unwell, all lowercase. That's shopify.com/unwell.
Okay, what are your thoughts on reigniting friendships with people you've had a fallout with?
Oh, that's a good one for me, because I have a lot of friendship endings. Mm. And like, yeah, I always go from people, like I go from group to group to group, and I do that a lot. Reigniting, yeah, with the right people, for sure, mm-hmm. Yeah. Because, you know, you do grow up and like whatever you fought about or disagreed about, you know, you mostly forget about. Mm-hmm. And then you're just like hanging on to the energy. So I definitely believe in reignition.
Why are
reignition.
You?
Do you see? I mean, I keep looking at the camera every time I say.
What is that song?
I every time I say miss. Stop it. Every time I miss say a word, I look into the camera.
It's been like multiple times.
I know. And it's so not me, because I'm so like vocabulary. Like I read everything and I care about fucking words.
Yeah, try to convince us now, but it's not.
I'm really smart, you guys.
Yeah, we can tell. Why do you think you're bopping from friend group to friend group? What does that mean?
Oh, I mean, I've done that my whole life. I've been multiple friends groups, not friend group to friend group. Just having relationships end.
Got it.
You know, and not being, I don't think that's a bad, that's such a bad thing either.
Yeah.
You know, like, people move on, people grow apart, some people grow back together. But I don't think friendship, like, I think it's an evolution. Everyone has their own evolution. And if you're not on the right kind of frequency, you're not. I don't know. I just think people have like fantasies. Mm-hmm. And like they're romantic. You know what
like
I mean?
Like you and your ex. People want to see something play out.
Yeah, I think, and people are really, you know, one of the cutest things was like, people would come up to me like screaming or us on the street, like, oh my God, you've renewed our, like my faith in my love. And I believe I'll be in love now. And I believe that everyone has their person. I was like, I believe it too.
Yeah.
I mean, if I fell in love like that, like I mean, then anybody can.
Do you think you can fall in love like that again?
Yeah. Now that I'm open,
you
I'm
felt
like,
it.
I'm in bloom. I'm just like,
with
let's
Elon
go.
Musk.
With yeah, I'm having Elon Musk's baby. I'm actually having triplets.
What is your take on when people post crying videos on the internet?
Well, I mean, I think when it first started happening, it was interesting, but now it's like too much.
Right.
I don't like the internet.
I'm scared of the
I'm internet. Like, I just don't, I just, it feels like it's a Black Mirror.
Yeah.
You know, I just feel like we're living through Black Mirror, and at any moment the world is going to implode because people are just fucking crazy. Everyone's crazy. Everyone's hooked up to a device. Things, people aren't normal after the pandemic. It's just the world's on fire. I mean, I don't mean to be a Debbie Downer, but we are about to blow up. It's not looking good.
It's not great.
Better to be in a good mood about it, I guess.
Right, like go down smiling.
Yeah, I don't want to be like living in fear. Write down don't live in fear.
And write down go down smiling.
Yeah. Right below don't live in fear.
Okay.
We should come out with our own dictionary of phrases.
The quotes that we're spewing this episode are
going to be really hard for me to come back from.
Football.
Ugh.
I know.
I'm not into it. I'm not into football.
I wrote these being like, we're going to be, this is like the upper section. No, I was saying I was writing the take on like it was going to be an upper section. We're like, we're in Black Mirror. We're literally going to die. Everything's falling apart.
Well, that's a real fun topic, by the way. So thanks for bringing that up.
I know I need to. I'm trying to amp it up. I'm like, dry January.
Yeah. Seriously, you want to talk about Harvey Weinstein next? I mean, why not just fucking.
Dude, are you doing Dry January?
Dry January? No, I'm not drinking because I'm hosting the Critics' Choice Awards. Oh. But this will air after that.
Wait, what? Why aren't you drinking before that?
Just so like, I look great.
Yeah, it's more for the looks.
Yeah.
Not for the feel.
No.
Yeah, I tried it. I lasted 4 days. Then my boyfriend and I, the other night, I was like, have a fucking drink.
It's so
me.
Fun to drink. Don't overdo it so you don't ever have to give it away. You know, just don't ever overdo it so you don't have to stop doing it. One of my boyfriends once said that to me.
That's a great bit of advice.
Yeah.
I'll keep that one. What is your opinion on adults who go to Disney World with their partner and like they don't have kids?
Oh, definitely against it. That's so stupid. I don't understand. When I was insulted as a child going to Disney World, I was like 6 years old and I was like, oh, really? I'm supposed to believe that there's a bunch of grown mice running around trying to take photos with us that are also in a good mood? Fuck you. I'm like, I thought Disneyland was a sham when I was 6 years old. I went off on my father. I was like, I don't want to come back to this place. I'm like, it's a joke. I'm like, this is like Valentine's Day. I mean, I couldn't believe. And they don't have alcohol there. Even at 6, I was looking for a cocktail. I was like, I can't survive this place without a drink.
I love this answer. Also, my next question was going to be your take on Valentine's Day. I think we covered that one.
Oh, my God. You can't ask that. Be asking that question to people.
Why? What do you think about Valentine's Day? Do you know how many people love it?
You can't be asking that question.
What if I was sitting here? How about this? What if I was like, oh, wow, Chelsea, like, I really like Disney World and I also really like Valentine's Day.
I wouldn't give a shit.
You would just be like, yeah, it fucking sucks.
Yeah, stop talking about it, please. I don't. It's like people who talk about Burning Man. I don't like to hear about that either.
Oh my God. Do you ever go to Coachella?
I went once, but I wasn't there. I just was with the Azoff, so I was like backstage. Oh, I didn't go.
Another relatable moment. Yeah, I feel like that just is awful. Burning Man. Have you ever been to Burning Man?
No, I'm not down with that. I don't want sand blowing in my face while I'm tripping on whatever drug I'm on. I want a sand. You have to wear like a gas mask.
And the whole thing.
It's so ridiculous. I mean, if people show me pictures and it just seems like someplace you go to have an affair. Right? And then like have communal living or something. That's what my takeaway relate. Is.
Okay, when I was bringing up
Have you ever been a Burning Man?
Absolutely not.
No, no. Things
like that, concerts like that. Yeah, that doesn't interest me. Whatever that is. That's not a concert. I'm terrified of concerts. I just don't want to do it.
Yeah, I'm not terrified, but I prefer not to go to concerts.
I guess terrified was a little aggressive. I just would prefer not. I want an assigned seat. What would you feel if you saw someone get proposed to in the middle of Disney World?
I love that after I tell you that I will never go to Disneyland World, you ask me the next question is, when I'm there, what I'll do if someone is proposed to. I like proposals. I think that's sweet. I do. I think that's sweet. Like, I mean, in Disneyland, obviously that's ridiculous, but whatever. I don't care enough about any of it.
Would you be upset if someone proposed to you at Disney World?
Well, nobody would do that.
Right. Because you wouldn't even go.
No, I wouldn't go. They're trying to propose to me, but I refuse to go to Disneyland, so they can't propose.
Oh my God. So you're okay with public proposals?
Well, not for me. I mean, I don't want that, but
they can have it.
But yeah, if you want, a lot of people like that stuff.
Really?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah. The same girls that want to talk about Valentine's Day
want to get publicly proposed to.
Well, not everyone wants publicly, but not everyone, but most women want to be proposed to.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. Like, I just mean like in public.
Yeah, right. No, that's...
Like at a sporting event? Oh, yeah. I would say no.
No.
Even if they were the love of my life.
No, definitely not. Yeah, absolutely.
Absolutely not. How do you feel about shower sex?
Oh, no. I'm not into it.
Me either. Last time I did, I got a yeast infection.
Oh, yeast infections are the worst.
The worst. Okay, what do you think about nepotism babies?
I couldn't give a shit about that. Everyone is so bored. Like, obviously, if your parents are both actors, you're probably going to be an actor. It's so stupid.
It pisses me off so much. I'm like, why do you care?
And it's in every industry that, like, anyone with... Yeah. Sorry, I interrupted you.
No, I interrupted you. I wanted you to keep going. You were being funnier. I don't have much to say.
Oh, I mean, it's just ridiculous. Like, obviously, you know, if your parents are both fucking rappers, you're probably going to be a rapper. I mean, it's just unbelievable that people are so bored and that this is a topic of conversation. It's so lame.
I agree. Like, when you and Elon have children, it's not...
Elton. Our first baby's going to be called Elton, okay?
Elon and Chelsea with little Elton. Uh-huh. Obviously, Elton's going to be swinging the big black platinum card.
Yeah. Well, by then, we won't even use credit cards.
Elon will figure
it
out.
First of all, it's going to be a middle life to elderly pregnancy.
Oh.
Because I'm 47, so the baby might take a little bit longer to cook. So let's give it like a 3-year window. I'm not really good at cooking anyway, so I'm sure mine will be a little bit off.
I think scientifically that just actually made quite a lot of sense. What my question is this.
Why I don't believe anything we're saying makes sense.
I don't think any, I don't know even what I'm saying. I think nepotism babies, you're so right. What do we want them to do? I've been seeing a lot.
Right, like, pay a fine.
Right, literally. What are your thoughts on kids sitting in first class?
If they're not annoying, that's fine.
Yeah.
But parents paying for their kids to fly first? Yeah, I mean, I would put my kids in coach.
Me too. Middle seat, motherfucker.
I'd say that now, but maybe I wouldn't. I don't know.
They're going to be flying on the PJ.
Yeah.
How are
they? Just not coming. They're not coming on any.
You'll send them to Disneyland.
Yeah, they go to Disneyland every other weekend.
What kind of traveler are you? Like, are you an anxious traveler? Like, when you're at the airport, like, what's happening? I'm trying to picture you.
No, I'm not anxious.
You're not?
Not at all. Traveling is a relaxant, actually. I love it.
Oh, really?
I like being on planes. Mm-hmm. I mean, you know, I don't like going to the airport, but I like being on planes and I like reading. I read lots of books when I'm on planes. I never can get on the Wi-Fi, so I don't have to worry about being involved in any of that. So I'm like away for 4 hours and I like either watch something or I read it. Like the other day I was flying somewhere, Philadelphia to Vancouver, and I read an entire book, this book called The Great Alone by Kristen Hanna. And it's like 600 pages. And I read it in one flight and I was like, fuck yeah. And then I read another book the next day because I was like, oh yeah, I want to read another book because you forget how great reading is.
So good.
Like it's so good to be lost in a book that has nothing to do with anything you'll ever experience in your entire life. And you get smart. Every time you read a book, you get smarter. Like you understand another world or you have a glimmer into that.
Back to airport. Sorry, I'm swerving back. What is the biggest sin someone can commit on an airplane?
I have a barefoot on there. at bare feet. It's disgusting and it should be illegal. And I want to make a video for all airlines because it's like, it's not fair. People, my DMs are filled with bare feet on planes. People send them to me, like 30 people a day send me a barefoot on a plane or in an airport or on a train or on a bus. One flight attendant DM'd me and told me that a guy brought mussels onto a plane and he had the shells and he put them in a plastic bag. He was eating mussels on a plane next to a person. Like, there are rules that need to be said out loud. And I found out, Catherine, you met her. She's my co-host on my podcast, Dear Chelsea. Catherine, who I loved, until she revealed that she travels to the airport with a dozen hard-boiled eggs in a Ziploc bag. I almost stabbed myself in the vagina. I could not believe her. And I looked at her, and then I looked at her husband and said, what do you have to say for yourself? She's with you, and you didn't say anything about this? He's like, she loves eggs. And I was like, hey, guys, you can't do that ever again. You can't bring 10, 12 eggs. You can't have any hard-boiled eggs when you get on the plane. Eat them if you like them so much. You can't bring those on a plane. And she was someone who would also have seen someone with a bare foot and been like, gross. Whoa. So
does she still work with you?
Yeah, she still works with me, but it caused a chasm.
And it hasn't been the same since.
Well, I just have to keep an eye on her now because I don't know what other shenanigans she's up to that she thinks is cool.
I think that's a cardinal sin.
It's pretty, yeah.
Try to say the word. Go ahead.
I can't. I can't say it. I can't.
But we're going to say volatile?
Nope. Nope.
It was a V.
No.
And it wasn't vagina.
No, not. Yeah, well, there are other words besides volatile and vagina that start with a V. Virginia.
Okay, listen up. I need to recalibrate my brain. How about this? Ready for this one?
Yeah, I'm ready.
You're known for being very honest. What's the hardest thing you've had to tell someone?
Oh, God. All the time.
But like a hard one where you actually struggled a little bit and like clenched and then released before just releasing.
I mean, nothing that made me like clench. It's never that hard. I mean, there have been harder ones, but nothing where things I've put off that I was like, I'd rather hope that this disappears so I don't have to address this.
Like, does it usually include you or are you just like a bystander witnessing for like a friend or a family member?
Both. Mm-hmm. Yeah. If it's about someone else, tend to be a little bit more hot.
Really?
About the defense of that person. Yeah.
As opposed to it being about you.
Yeah. Like I'll put up with a little bit more than I'll let my friends put up with, I think.
Oh. Maybe we'll be friends one day. I need someone to.
Stop threatening our friendship. You know what? You've been like this ever since we met.
I'm saying I want you to be my friend.
But we are friends.
We are?
Well, yeah, we're friends now.
I just wanted you to say it.
But stop fucking threatening it. It's so annoying.
I want you to defend me.
Just now we're in a friendship.
Well, I can flow.
Yeah. Oh.
I get all nervous.
Oh, God.
It's exciting. Okay, listen to this one. I'm just saying that to buy myself time because I can't read. Okay,
I was with Jennifer Hudson at the talk show, and she was like, had the blue cards right behind my shoulder, and it was so funny because I remember it reminded me of doing a talk show. Like I did Jay Leno the first time, and he was like talking to me like I was that lamp behind you, and he'd be like, "Yeah, so what'd you do for this summer break?" And you're like, "Hello."
At least I'm making eye contact, right?
Yeah. Kay. No. Well, people are much better interviewers, but
yeah. But back in the day, yeah, I'd be like, anyway. "Hi, Chelsea, how are you doing?" You're like, I'm over here. What personality type complements yours the best?
Strong and confident.
Good answer. What's an insecurity you've dealt with?
Someone checking my phone.
Can I tell you a fucking story?
Yeah.
Okay. When we were doing your podcast, we got asked a question. And there was a girl being like, I went through his phone. He's got prostitutes. And it was a big story, but your answer immediately, I like noted it that you were like very adamant, which of course it's like not good to look at someone's phone, but you were like, I could tell there was something personal about how you were like, don't fucking check his phone. I also wanted to be like, Chelsea, like, let's ease up on her a little bit. You're like, you don't ever check someone's phone. And I could tell, though. I was like, is this something personal going on? And I could tell someone had checked your fucking phone. Because the way that you answered, I could tell it was coming from personal experience that it's a huge violation of privacy and you were frustrated about it.
And I've also checked someone's phone. I've been that person when I was younger, and I've done that. And that is no way to behave. It is not dignified, and you're going to find whatever it is you're looking for.
Yeah. Did you find out the person checked your phone, or did they tell you?
It was revealed to me.
Because they had something to confront you about?
Mm.
They
saw. Yes.
Isn't that interesting, though? Because that dynamic, I've done it also. I've checked someone something. But it's so interesting because who's in the right, though? Because it's like, no, it's almost like null and void, whatever you're bringing up. Because you checked my fucking phone and went by my
Right.
So anything you're saying, I could have fucked Elon yesterday. It doesn't matter.
No, but also if you're looking, you're going to misinterpret almost everything and think, I mean, I know I did that. I had a boyfriend where I was so, he was cheating on me, by the way. And I found plenty of text messages to confirm it. Like, that's my own problem. You know what I mean? Yeah. I should never be in a situation where I have to look at someone's phone. My friend was joking yesterday and she said, she looked through her daughter's phone and she goes, I have to read her phone every night after she goes to bed. And I go, oh my God, but as a mother, I totally get it. Yeah, but as like a lover, it's really pathetic.
Well, yeah, because do you think you were giving vibes?
No, I was up to nothing. Ever. Never. I don't have the personality to be a liar or a cheater. I don't have I barely have the energy to be in one relationship. I am very into being alone, as we've discussed. So it's very hard for me to even give that up. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? But I tried, and that was a good example. I'll do it again, you know. Mm-hmm. But I don't remember what I was even talking about.
Doesn't matter. You're doing great.
Yeah.
You're
doing great. Yeah. Write that down. You're doing great.
You're doing great, sweetie. I think that's a Kris Jenner line, so don't quote me on that. Okay,
By the way, did Kris Jenner send you her pajama set?
I'm not on the list.
Well, you need to get yourself on that list.
Is it good?
Yeah, she sent me this silk pillow. It's like the softest thing I've ever slept on.
You put in a good word for me now that, you know, we're close.
Okay.
Give her a little, like, she's a nice girl.
Okay, so, well, I just forwarded her a video of somebody doing an impersonation of her on Instagram, so she's... It was. This girl, Anna Roizman, she's really funny.
Follow up and be like, oh my God, by the way, the Color Daddy girl's nice.
All right. Yeah, I'll definitely mention that the next time I bump into Kris Jenner.
What is an irrational fear you have?
That everyone hates me.
Really?
Yeah, I can get like that where I think the whole, like, oh, everyone thinks I'm bad or not or too difficult or whatever.
I can confirm that's not true.
Oh, that's really very sweet of you. But, you know, while everyone's listening, I want people to know that those thoughts that you have about yourself are like, they happen to all of us, and we all have moments of insecurity, no matter how confident you may think I am listening to this or that, or you are, or whatever, whoever in your life you look up to and admire. Know that, like, you know, that we all have that voice in our head that tells us we're not as good, we're not da da da. And then the other voice is the real voice, is like when you know you are valuable and that you're lovable and that you bring something to the table that nobody else brings. Like, listen to that voice.
That was really wise, Chelsea.
Oh, really? Yeah. Love it.
You gave me a lot to think about. I thought that was very, yeah, it's like relatable to every single person listening.
Oh, yeah, good.
This was pretty fun.
I know. Can you? So our top, out of the two times we've hung out, this is my favorite time.
I think this is good. I think we should.
Oh, three times. We saw each other at the Amphar thing. True. So that's like, you know, but this is my favorite time. So we'll do this every year. I'll come every year. Yeah, oh yeah, definitely. You should be getting high all the time anyway.
Okay, good to know. What's next for you?
In the next minute?
Not like right now. I know you're driving home in the rain.
I'm going to host the Daily Show for a week.
That's so fun.
Yeah.
I am.
I'm thinking that I'm really interested in getting back into the late night game, and that is the perfect vehicle for me. And if everything goes the way that I think it's going to go, you know, that might be a more serious conversation.
I can speak for everyone. We would fucking love to see you on television again.
Yeah, and I'm in the mood.
Well, if she's in the fucking mood, it's going to happen. Chelsea Handler, thank you so much for coming on Call Her Daddy.
Oh my God, Call Her Daddy.
Woo! Dude, that was fucking great.
It was. That was really good.
This episode is brought to you by DoorDash. Want $0 delivery fees? Try Dash Pass by DoorDash. Daddy gang, I love being home. I love to be cozy, comfortable, laying on the couch. I can't tell you how many times I need something, but I am too lazy to get up and get out of the house. And sometimes I need food or groceries, you name it. Dash Pass gets it delivered right to my door and yours too. It is only $9.99 a month, so I think it's a really good deal, Daddy Gang. So get $0 delivery fees on eligible orders with Dash Pass, and new members get a 30-day free trial. Terms apply. Sign up today.